Hi there, and happy Friday to all the Take Two family. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and this is your show, Take Two, with Jerry and Debbie and you. And this is our monthly All About Relationships show. Yep, all about relationships, your relationship with your family members, your friends, your fellow co-workers, your parishioners at your parish, your pets, your relationship with God, your relationship with yourself. That's what we're talking about today. Any relationship, all relationships, please call in. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. We'd love to hear your voice, but we do need to fill up those phone lines because Matt is waiting, and the number, I'm going to give it to you right up front, and then I'm going to share some little bit of news that's going on in the Giorgiani household. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. You can also text us if you have anything to say about relationships, and you text the letters EWTN to 58177. You wait for our response, then you text us your first name and your brief question or comment about a relationship, and just know that message and data rates may apply. Drop your comments in the chats. I'm not on video today, but I'm waving to you still on the chats because I think you guys do an amazing job keeping the communities there on the social media streams just going strong, and that's wonderful. So drop your comments about relationships in the chats, and our show team will happily pick them up. And today, working all of the show today is Matt on the phones, Michael on the controls, and Ace McKay on social media. So please get all of your comments in before we head into the weekend. And I can't have you get started with your weekend yet until you weigh in on this relationships. So if you want to praise a certain relationship in your life, shout to the Lord, shout to the whole world, what a great relationship you've got going on. Please, we'd like to share that with you. I also brought the prayer book out. So that's a wonderful feature to put prayers for those that you love in the book. Those that are living or deceased, we have the prayer book going there 24 hours a day. Also, wanted to do a shout out for yesterday's show. We talked about marriages yesterday, and Kay from Texas and Samuel from Kansas, they were on the line when the show ended. And so I want to invite them back if they're listening. Kay from Texas, Samuel from Kansas, please call back. Just call the number, and Matt Gabinski will put you at the front of the line. That's the least we can do because you were waiting so long to talk about your marriage yesterday. And it's all about relationships. So marriage is a relationship and we can talk about it. The number is 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And if you're listening and you're not Catholic, you don't have to say, oh, this show's not for me. They're probably talking to just fellow Catholics. No, if you're listening, you are part of the Take Two family. So stop what you're doing. Don't get started with your weekend and call in about any and all relationships. Okay, so I want to thank the Take Two family. You guys know that we put everything out there. Jerry and I put out the good, the bad, the ugly, everything. That's what we expect for the show, too. And it's been going strong for 10 plus years. So I was asking for prayers because our air conditioning, one of the units went out recently, and we were able to get it fixed. So praise be to God. That's wonderful. And at 8:20 last night, the other unit went out. So it's just a mess here in the Giorgiani household. And Marty and I are starting to get sick from going in and out of having air conditioning, not having air conditioning. And so I could use a little prayers. I know people have much, more difficult things to deal with and hardships and things of that nature. And so I feel even guilty asking for it, but it just would help to have air conditioning. I do live in the great state of Arizona, so you know that the temperatures get 110 degrees or more, and that's, you need air conditioning. And I have such an amazing respect and appreciation for those that work outside during these extreme heat days. So I've learned that, absolutely. But it's kind of a mess here in the Giorgiani's household. And we're trying not to get on each other's nerves because it's when you don't have air conditioning, you can't breathe in your own home. You could have a short and not enough patience. So there's my relationship story for now. But we're going to get through it. And thanks for your prayers. And thank you. I just am already getting messages that you guys are praying. Thank you so very much. I love the Take-Two family. Now I need to hear from you. It's all about relationships. So Kay in Texas, Samuel in Kansas, call back from yesterday's show. The rest of you, let's go, you guys. Somehow you're getting started with your weekend. Okay, you can't do that. You got to stop what you're doing. If you're driving, pull over safely to the side of the road. Stop what you're doing. Take a break from work. Take a break from the errands that you're running and call in and talk about a relationship. Maybe you're having an issue. Maybe you'd like to ask a question about the faith and it has to do with a relationship. Maybe you're trying to talk to your kids about the faith. You know, it's everybody was getting their kids prepared for back to school. Maybe your son or daughter is going off to college and you want some survival tips there. Please call in. Here's the number, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Okay, I want to share something about a relationship that is something that's happening recently in the coaching world that I also do. We have the coaching ministry, Stand Tall. You can find us at standtalltoday.com. And we also have Unfiltered that's starting there shortly, right around the corner. Adam Bly and I are going to do Unfiltered. It's a very interesting group that we're going to journey with. So check it out at standtalltoday.com. But we've been getting a lot of clients and it's all confidential, right? So you cannot mention specific people or things or that nature, but you can talk about general situations that are coming to the coaching world. And lately we've been getting a lot of comments from folks saying that, and that's the reason why actually we agreed to do the marriage show yesterday. We're getting a lot of clients coming to us saying that their communication is breaking down with their spouse, with their kids, and they're noticing it, and it's becoming very obvious in the family. If that's happening to you, can you call in and tell us about it? And how did you work through that? And how did you make it better for your family and build up the communication styles and techniques and the channels so that that you have like this wonderful unit working together in the family? If you can share that would really help. If there's any therapists or counselors that are listening right now, any priests or bishops, I'm sure you're getting the same kinds of questions too about what's going on with families. Please call in. And if you're a clergy, a priest, we push you to the front of the line because we know you've got a busy, busy schedule. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. It's all about relationships. Please call in. We'd like you to join us on this wonderful show today to close out the week and head into the weekend. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow on the Spirit World if you want to hear about miracles and mystics. That's what we're going to be talking about tomorrow with my co-host Adam Bly on the Spirit World. That's 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern. And you know, I want to just share something about the media missionaries. I love the media missionaries. EWTN's media missionaries prayerfully take EWTN to parishes and the community through the print and electronic media we provide. You can help EWTN share the good news by becoming a media missionary. Visit EWTNmissionaries.com and just visit them today. Visit this site today, EWTNmissionaries.com today, and join us in sharing the eternal word with the world. Okay, would you do that for us? I wanted to share, we had a caller that just dropped off. If you want to call back, I was just going to get to you. You can call back. Please do so, because if you want to talk about relationships, that would be very interesting. And we do have other calls coming in. There's room for you right now. That's you who's listening. That's you. I'm talking to you. So if you feel prompted by the Spirit to say something about a relationship that you are having with your spouse, your kids, your grandkids, your pets, yourself, the Lord, the Blessed Mother on this beautiful, the Feast of the Queenship of Mary, please call in. Don't hesitate. If you hesitate, you're going to miss out on an opportunity on a live call-in show to share with the world something that can really help other souls. That's what this is. This is a ministry. This is more than an entertainment radio show or anything of that nature. This is a ministry. Please take advantage of this platform. And you don't have to be Catholic to call in. You can use another name. You could use your confirmation name. You could use a middle name, anything you'd like to keep it, if you want to keep the relationship private. We understand that. But the details of the relationship is so important. And that's what we need to hear from you. So I'm going to ask you, if you were on the line and you dropped off, call back from yesterday. Kay from Texas, Samuel from Kansas, please call back and really enhance this show with your call, with your story at 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Okay, we're going to get to Don in Kansas on Catholic Radio Network. Oh, this is so cool. This is Samuel's wife. Hi, Don.
Hi,
thank you for calling back. I did a shout out to Samuel and then you called back. That's so nice of you. Thank you. God bless you. You go right ahead.
Well, just to kind of follow up a little bit from yesterday, one of the things I think that we, I guess, have the most problem with in our relationship is just some constant conflict, conflicting views about things. The most recent one just being like our daughter going away to college. And it's been a very rough couple of weeks because my husband would have preferred for her to stay home and attend like a community college here. And I'm kind of the view that it's her decision to make to some degree because, you know, she wants the experience of being able to go somewhere and be, you know, out of the home. And part of me, I don't blame her just because there is a lot of conflict in our home that I don't oftentimes want to be here either. Mm-hmm. So just to be able to have the peace of being away and being on her own. So I just really struggle with, I guess, how do we find common ground? And, you know, when you're creating an environment at home that, conflictual, you know, is it best just to maybe separate because it does cause some damage to the children?
I see what you're saying. A couple questions, Dawn. Is this a Catholic sacramental marriage?
Yes.
Okay. So really, to be honest with you, unless there's some extreme abuse, separation is not necessary and it's not something that anybody's really going to support in the Catholic world because that's, you know, we're in it for our whole entire life, right? And so it's a long-term commitment. So is it getting to the point where would you say that is the separation is necessary to protect yourself, or is it just getting to the point where it's so annoying it's becoming very negative? Dawn, are you with us?
Yes. Can you hear me?
No. Yeah. Now I can. Yes. So did you hear my question? Could you kind of clarify that for us? What is it? Just an annoying kind of tension and bickering and not agreeing, and has it risen to a any type of an abuse level?
Well, I would say like my husband does struggle at times with anger, and so you know and. There has been some instances that I feel like the line's been crossed, but that's not all of the time. And I don't know. Yeah. That's a hard question to answer.
Yeah,
I
know. But see, here's the problem, Dawn. How many children do you guys have together?
Seven.
You have seven kids together? Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got to stay together. Okay. I mean, the youngest, how old is the youngest?
Nine.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, what I would suggest, Dawn, is see if Samuel's open to some counseling or a program for you guys to strengthen the lines of communication so you guys can get on the same page. You know, separating is, I can tell you this, and maybe if there's a therapist or counselor out there that disagrees with me, feel free to call in. But I can tell you from the coaching world, when people separate, almost always they head towards divorce. So I would not recommend that unless it rises to the level of abuse. If it's, you know, and you have to protect yourself for a short time. And the church is very clear about that. You do have to protect yourself if there's abuse. You have to separate at times necessary to remedy a situation. Absolutely. But if it's not like that and it's getting to a point where you guys are just in kind of a cycle of this going round and round, not agreeing. Really, there's help out there, Dawn, a ton of help out there in coaching and counseling, in programs with the church, like a marriage encounter, or if it's serious, Retrovi, or some other, you know, probably diocesan. You probably have a diocesan one right in Kansas that you could go to, because it, you really can improve this. And if Samuel's open to it, I would encourage him to go to something now before choosing any type of separation. I understand why your daughter would want to go and leave, you know, the area and go to college somewhere else to kind of get some relief from the tension. I did the exact same thing, Dawn. The exact same thing. My father was totally and completely against all six of his kids going far from home for college. But there was so much tension in the home. My two brothers went into the military, and my sisters got stuck staying at home. I was the youngest, and my mother said, go to Arizona from New Jersey because to get relief from the tension. And I was so grateful. I was so grateful to my mom and I remember the day we cried together in my bedroom when I was packing, and she says, I don't want you to go, but I want you to be at peace. And I could cry thinking about how wonderful my mother was, realizing that there was way too much tension in the home. My parents bickered all the time, all the time. But they were married 57 years. They were married till death, and because they believed in the Catholic sacrament of the marriage. So but my dad was not open to counseling. He used to make fun of counseling, and that was a real problem. My mother loved counseling, and if my dad would have been open to counseling, things would have changed. They will change. If there's any way, Dawn, you can get Samuel to be, just crack the door open a little with him and say, Samuel, please, we have this big family. Okay, it's important we do this the right way. You know, you have to see that this is not good with us not agreeing and not being on the same page. Let's go for some help. Is there any way? And I put you guys in the book. We're going to be praying for that. Is there any way you can work towards that?
Yes, we have done some counseling in the past, not for any really length of time. And then we end up being in disagreement about what exactly was the counselor's recommendation. So
right.
It's just kind of an right. ongoing issue. And I mean, definitely I'm open to it. I'm a counselor myself, and I'm hopeful maybe we can get started again with it.
Well, and maybe that's part of the issue too. You know, as a counselor yourself, you know that spouses don't want to be, they don't want to have therapy from their counselor or coach or psychiatrist or psychologist. They don't want that, you know, and that's why you definitely want to step aside from that, you know, take off your counselor hat and say, Samuel, let's just go as husband and wife. We'll go together and pick a counselor together, and let's really work through this together. You have too much that you have to be responsible for, Dawn, and you and Samuel, you know, seven kids, you can turn this around and make this so much better for all of them. And if your kids see a major change in you and your husband's marriage, in the marriage that you have, if your kids are going to see that, and that's a beautiful thing to see, they're going to see that things can change rather than things just get worse, or eventually people get too tired and walk away. I really would encourage you to keep pursuing that and tell Samuel it could take a year, it could take 2 years, but let's work together. Make it a super exciting adventure and go for it. And if you don't like the first counselor, go to another one and tell him that. Say, Samuel, if we don't like the first counselor, we'll go to another one until we get the right one that's going to work with our personalities. What do you say?
Yeah. Yep, I agree.
Okay. You got you 7 kids, the sacrament of matrimony. Dawn, you got to hang on. You just got to hang on. It's not pretty. So many people think the easiest way, and I'm not saying you're saying this, but they think that it's so much better if they leave the marriage. There may be some relief, but then you got a whole other set of problems that you got to deal with. So I would say hold on to what you have. If you're both still committed to the marriage, hold on to it. Go to a spiritual director together. Start praying together. If you're not praying together, pray together morning and evening, even if it's 2 minutes. 2 minutes in the morning, 2 minutes in the evening. Start there and really open the channels there and see where it goes. I've got you in the prayer book and prayers are already heading your way. So start looking for those opportunities, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Keep us posted. I have a good feeling about this. Keep us posted. And God bless you and your beautiful family. And tell your daughter, we hope she has a wonderful school year at the campus. Okay,
thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to get to, and I believe you pronounce it, Yadi in Missouri on Sirius XM 130. Did I get your name correct? Yadi? Hello?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Tell me, did I get your name correct, or do you want to pronounce your own name?
It's Yadi.
Yadi, right. Okay, good. Okay, I did do it. Okay, good. All right, go right ahead. Welcome to Take Two.
Thank you. So I had, a radical conversion about 3 years ago, and with my whole being on fire and being very zealous, I have made a huge change in my life, and I've been married for 3 years. I have 4 adult children. 3 are mine and 1 I'm married into. With my new everything, I don't know how to talk to my family anymore. Mm-hmm. It seems like really challenging because everything, and not that it's a bad thing, but they make me feel like it's a bad thing that everything is faith-based. Everything is about.
Yeah. Are you feeling persecuted, alone? You're feeling persecuted, alone, alienated?
Yeah, a lot. And I don't know what to do. I go, and it's the only place where I can find comfort is at the Blessed Sacrament or church and in prayer.
Yeah.
And it feels, I'm not the same woman that my husband married. I accept that because I'm not. I was living a life that was very much in the world and not following the faith. Mm-hmm. And now that I am, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to talk to them anymore.
I get it. Okay. I just have to get some information here. Did you say, because it cut out a little bit, did you say, is this a second marriage or your first marriage?
This is a second marriage.
Okay. And you've been married to this man how many years?
For 3 years.
3 years. Okay. And you go ahead.
With him, when we first got married, he didn't even believe in organized religion, so he wasn't of the faith. He has converted. He just received the sacraments, thank God, in November. But it's been a big transition for him as well. And I heard you with the other person in suggesting prayer time, but that's also complicated. And I don't know what to do. I've asked my spiritual director, I've asked my priest, and I don't know.
You mean about asking him to pray with you? Or what?
Prayer, yeah, absolutely. Prayer in our life.
Okay, it's real simple. He's converted and he's in the Catholic Church. Part of our journey in the church is deepening our prayer life, and so maybe just sit with him and say to him, you're in the church, I'm in the Catholic Church, together let's really go deeper in our faith together, because it's a beautiful thing to be able to journey husband and wife towards heaven, getting back to God, and without really trying to force him it just invite him and let him know that if he chooses that he just wants to, you know, have a relationship but not have a spiritual tie with you in any way or not be that deep, well, then let him know that you plan on continuing your faith life and your spiritual life, and you hope that he supports you. Don't go anywhere, Yadi. I've got a couple things, and we're getting messages coming in from the Take Two family that they want to share some thoughts for you. And this is actually a great call, and I think a lot of people can relate to this. So hold on, Yadi. Hold on, Marie. Hold on, Jorge. And if you want to call in, all you have to do is dial 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. We'll be right back. When you call my name, I'll be there. This is our monthly All About Relationships show here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. And we're going to get back with Yadi from Missouri in just a moment. Great call and story, because we can relate to this, and I'm going to share in a moment some things that Yadi can be doing in her family right now that can really help. But I just want to do a big shout out and congratulations going out to another great EWTN radio partner celebrating 12 years with us. KQHE 92.7 FM serves Fairbanks, Alaska. Congratulations to Steve Mullins and his team at Queen of Heaven and Earth Radio from your friends here at EWTN. Okay, Yadi, a couple things. Did your husband came into the church? Did you have your marriage convalidated? Were you able to do that or no?
Yes, we just did in November.
Okay, so you have a marriage. You have a sacrament there that must be lived out, okay? And so there's abundant graces available for you and your husband. Your conversion and your deepening of your spiritual life is beautiful, Yadi. Don't diminish that. Don't put out that light in you. Don't put out that fire in your belly. You keep going. You keep going. The best thing you can do, though, is live it and not expect other people to be on the same pace as you and the same path as you. It's not going to happen. And welcome to the world of being a Christian. I mean, this is why those of us that want to go really deep, we're going alone sometimes and doing it alone. But we're not alone because we have Jesus. And that's exactly how Jesus felt. And we align ourselves with Jesus and we walk with Jesus and we keep going and getting back home to the Father. So Yadi, I want to tell you, you're not alone. But it's painful. It's painful when the loved ones right around you that you are living with, you know something so special. You live something so special. You believe in something so special and you want to share it. And they're not ready to receive it. So the only thing you can do is live it and pray for them. Live it and pray for them. But I will tell you this, Yadi, if you get frustrated, if you get exhausted, if you get, you know, hurt because they can't see in you what you are feeling, then honestly, you're giving in to what the demons want for your family. Don't let the demons do that to your family. Do not let it steal the joy, take away the peace and harmony in your home. Bring that joy and laughter and love and spiritual depth at whatever level they're able to receive it, and let it, give it to the Lord. Give it to Jesus. You said you feel so at peace in front of the Blessed Sacrament. Yeah, all of us do who feel that way. I have, Yadi, I could tell you stories all day long. I've been in ministry for 40 years, a long time, my whole adult life. I still have family members that say to me, what do you do? I still have family members that say that to me. And it's so insulting because I know what they do.
I think that's like probably one of the other frustrations is that I do this thing on social media. I promote the rosary, consecrations, and prayers. And I'm like, why can I talk to all these people who aren't my family and help them to grow in their prayer life, in their faith, help them, and I can't help my own children. I can't help my husband. Why?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's scriptural, though. It's scriptural because it says it right in the Bible that, you know, you have someone right in your midst and you're not going to see them. You're going to overlook them. They're not going to be welcome. That's scriptural. So what does that tell us? There's a reason that we face these blocks. So it's maybe God is calling you to live it so joyfully without any expectations. And maybe that's what God's saying to you. Yadi, I need you to live it to the fullest. That's how you're going to reach your family. Maybe that's what he's saying to you. That's what I feel like he's saying to me with my family. And so when I will tell you, I know that to be true. And I have to tell you, because one time I was having a really, really low moment in my life. And I called my sister and it was the worst thing I could have ever done, because she's like, well, you live in the Catholic Church. You should be fine with all this. And she threw it right back in my face. And so, you know, they are watching us. Your family is watching you. They're absorbing everything you do. Live it to the max. Live it joyfully. Don't expect anything. Pray for them. See if you can invite your husband to do even the tiniest bit of prayers with you. Tiniest bit. And maybe he doesn't want to do a whole rosary. Maybe just a decade of the rosary. Whatever works. But Yadi, you're not alone. This is what we all face, especially now in the world we live in, with our families, extended families, friends. You know, it's there. It's just the way it is. So I want you to leave this conversation knowing you're on the right path. But whatever you do, if you get upset, if you get really discouraged, that's what the demons want you to do. So you got to resist that. And I put that in the book for you to stay strong. And I'm getting confirmation from Take Two family members saying, tell Yadi we're all in the same boat, and we are. So does that make you a little bit feel better that you're not alone?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Stay with us. We're a really cool family, Yadi. Stay with the Take Two family. I mean, we've seen the ups and downs and twists and turns of life, and you know, we're still moving along as pilgrims on a journey back home to God. But I promise you this. I do promise you this. If you live out the faith joyfully, there will be family members that'll be very interested in what you have. I will just tell you that. Okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless you. Have a beautiful weekend. And yeah, I'm so happy you called. You helped so many souls today, Yadi. Thank you. Call us again. Okay, we're going to get to Marie. Marie, call back. Oh, good. Marie, call back from Rochester, New York on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Marie. Welcome.
Thank you. I have a question. I have a daughter. I have five children. My oldest daughter, she's just turned 39, actually, yesterday. And she was very upset because she has so many friends that she's with on this text group. And, you know, she didn't feel like because she gives so much to everybody else on their birthdays and stuff, she felt kind of left out because nobody really remembered her birthday or did anything. And she also said she's been feeling lately that she hasn't been included in the group at all, like things they're all doing. And, you know, since she does live so far away from us, mm-hmm. she feels like her friends are becoming more of her family. But I really didn't know what to say to her other than that, you know, sometimes in this world you get blessed with just a few very close people that you can share the same values and that you relate to, and that you can talk to them about God and not feel that you're, you know, they're kind of cringing about it because you're speaking about the Lord, or you're talking about your faith, or, you know, you don't always need this group of people to be accepted and to feel that you can be, because you have a beautiful family. I tell her to concentrate on your family, concentrate on your close friends, and still be kind to the other friends, but don't expect anything from anybody. Mm-hmm. And I was hoping that was good advice to give her.
Yeah, and she's 39, you said?
She just turned 39, yes. Yeah. She has two girls. My two granddaughters are 8 and 6. Uh-huh. And, you know, she was going through so much anxiety, so much depression. And I think in this world today, a lot, and I noticed it with a lot of families and their children, they're being so more, trying to be more connected with their friends than they are with their family. And I don't mean just younger kids. Well, younger kids seem to go more through that. But it's all the older, like your older children are just so committed to their friends more than their family, it seems like.
Well, you know, it's so she's married with children?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you're absolutely spot on. And you said she's 39, so she's close to 40. You're spot on about that. Oh. There are so many right now that are choosing these really big friendship circles outside of their family unit. Because they're, you know, to be really honest, what we've seen in coaching is that they're trying to look for some kind of emotional connection, something that's going to appeal to them, something that's going to fulfill them. You know, sometimes they cannot talk to their spouse sometimes in various situations, or their kids are little, or their kids don't want to really talk to them about certain things. So they reach out to friends more, and that's happening a lot. But I agree that, you know, one thing is her vocation, obviously, is her marriage and her family, right? That's her vocation, and that should be her main priority. Friends can enhance the situation in life, which is great, but friends can also be a big stressor. And so she really just has to decide, you know, which friends she's going to hang out with or pursue. Maybe she needs to expand her friendship circle even more and not rely on just one certain group or something of that nature, and to not expect things to come back. I will tell you, people's what do you say? Their habits of, you know, being kind and remembering birthdays and gestures of that nature. So much of that has gone out the window, Marie. It's people don't keep a calendar anymore of people's birthdays. I remember in the old day, we used to fill in everybody's birthdays. And so you would look at a calendar and you'd say, oh, it's so-and-so's birthday today, or it's this one's birthday. People don't do that anymore. There's so many that don't take that time. People don't even write handwritten notes anymore. People don't pick up the phone anymore. So, I mean, I think what she needs to do is be her best. You know, she does it because she's a good person. It sounds like you raised a wonderful daughter, and she just needs to shine her best, but with and lowering a little bit of her expectations of others. However, you do teach people the way you want to be treated. So she should say to them, it would be nice, you know, I remembered your birthday. It would be nice to get a text back on my birthday. You know, I know it sounds kind of forced and kind of scripted, but sometimes you have to teach people how to treat you. And there's nothing wrong with that. And people are appreciative of it. They'll say, oh, I didn't realize birthdays were important to you. I have a sister that birthdays are so important to her. I mean, if I missed her birthday, I'm sure I would get a phone call the next day going, really? You missed my birthday. I mean, so you just know certain people. And so maybe she needs to make her needs known too. You know, I'm looking for friends that are going to do this. I'm looking for friends that can, you know, give me this. I'm willing to put this into a friendship. You know, you kind of negotiate friendships a little bit. So I don't know if that helps you, but I would tell your daughter, please don't spend waking time and energy on friendships that, because you're using that precious time in the wrong direction. She should be applying she should be applying that time to her family and to herself first. Because
that's what I told her. I think you need to be more accepted. The main people in your life is the one that you are looking for more acceptance of. I said maybe it's better, even if people don't respond to you the way that you respond to them, you can still give them the kindness of their happy birthdays and the things like that. And don't expect anything back. That's always been like my motto. And it's like, you can still give, but don't expect anything back. But don't give so much where it's going to upset you because you're expecting that back.
Exactly.
I said, just give and just leave it at that.
Great advice. But tell her if she's getting stressed, it's not healthy. It stresses. There's a reason they say stress is a killer. It's not healthy.
It is a killer. That's the truth. I believe that 100%.
Right. So tell her to choose easy with friendships. Choose easy.
Yeah.
You know, if she's going after that one person or that group that maybe it's just a hard group to get into or stay in, maybe it's not worth it. She needs to expand her friendship circle. There's a lot of people in the world, and there's a lot of people looking for friends.
Right.
And
that's
so
what I say.
Yeah. You know, you're a great mom. You're doing great. So let her know that I totally agree with you. And maybe, you know, there's, you know, strength in numbers here. So.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. God bless you. Thank you for calling in. You helped a lot of souls today. I love when we do the All About Relationships. Thank you, Marie. Okay. Oh, I'm going to sneeze. Okay. We're going to get to Jose in a second. And forgive me, I'm going to sneeze right on air because it's very hot here in Arizona. Before we get to Jose, go to the phones. We could probably get maybe two more calls in on relationships. If you have a relationship issue, you want to praise a relationship, you want to talk about a relationship, please call in 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Okay, somebody must have prayed because I didn't have to sneeze. That's good. The Catholic Cafe is Sunday morning, 10:30 a.m. Eastern. This week's topic, a relationship with Jesus, living in divine intimacy. Oh, I love that. The Catholic Cafe. That's Sunday morning. Okay, Jose in Denver, Colorado, our dear friend, Sirius XM 130. Hi, Jose. Welcome.
Hello. Peace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. We've been trying to talk to you since July for the anniversary that we've been walking together on this journey.
Yeah, and with your spirit,
all the knowledge.
Yeah, you go right ahead.
Everything that you guys put into my life.
So tell me, what's cooking? Okay.
So let's go into it. Relationships. I recently had to break off the relationship that I have with the church that I was attending for over the past 5 years over certain things that happened there. And sometimes we forget that we are not serving the church, but we are serving the one God. Sometimes we forget that we are not there for the priest, the deacon, or whoever makes us feel comfortable. We forget that we go to church for the main reason, which is the Lord and the sacrament. And I'm being tempted to not go to church. I was commentating with Mark. I believe it's his name. I'm horrible with names. I'm sorry.
You mean our call screener? Matthew.
But I'm intending not to go to church. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get a new spiritual director because mine passed away back in January when I got back from Puerto Rico. He died. He was an elder already. Mm-hmm. So he's enjoying a better life. But sometimes when we go to church, we forget that we are people. And sometimes we look at the people next on the pews to even give them a smile. We forget that there are people just like us, and as Catholics, we are called to love, to be charitable to others. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, I'm church hopping, which my church is literally around the block from my house.
I understand. Okay. Okay. But Jose, we're talking, I mean, I think I know this, but I just want to make sure for our listeners, we're talking a Catholic church, right?
Yes, Catholic church, yes,
okay.
Of course.
Okay. Just want to be clear. Okay. But Jose, I have to stop you for a second because I know you well enough and I want to challenge you on something, okay? If you are looking for the people in the church to be perfect, you're not going to find it. You're not going to find it. Even in some of the priests, you're not going to find it. Because people are people and we all have problems. I'm sure you have issues as well. We all have issues and people have a sometimes difficult time getting along. Sometimes the culture of the parish may be something that we don't feel like we're welcome at or something of that nature. But like you said, Jose, why are we there? We're going there to worship. We're going there to be the body of Christ and receiving our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in the most holy Eucharist at the sacrifice of the Mass. But Jose, I can tell you, I've worked in parishes for 25 years. It was pretty difficult at times. There were times I used to come home and I was like, I don't even think I belong. I mean, this is not cool at all. I get along better with people just meeting them randomly at the grocery store. I mean, so Jose, I want to encourage you because you are a man of faith. You love the Lord. You love Our Lady. Please put blinders on and go into church and worship, and the good Lord will bring the right people around you for community. I just cannot stress it enough. I have churches right around me too that I don't necessarily, Catholic churches, I mean, that I don't necessarily feel that, you know, comfortable in, but I'm going there for the Lord. I just want to challenge you on that, because I think if you start church hopping, you're going to be hopping all the way home.
Point there. But things got really ugly, like ugly. Okay. I don't want to make elaborate more, but it was just best for me to
walk away.
Even go to Mass in Spanish. Yeah, because things got in a situation where it wasn't healthy for me or the community.
Okay.
And it needed to happen. It just, not that I want to just jump from one church to another. Like,
right. Right. But Jose, but Jose, if that happened to you, I'm sorry that happened to you. And I'm sure they're sorry that they lost you in that community. But if you go to, you know, you're in Colorado, so you have a lot of Catholic churches there, I know. And you have a lot of great Catholic churches there. So when you find that next Catholic church you want to go to, please just go in not expecting. It's almost similar to what Marie was saying to her daughter. Don't expect anything from the people in the pews. Go there for the Lord and Our Lady. You have such a great relationship with the Lord, and hold on to that. Please don't let people pull you down in your spiritual life or make you feel discouraged. Believe me when I tell you, you're not alone, Jose. I can assure you of that. Does that help you? I want to leave you with a sense of joy and peace and be excited about that next parish that you land at.
No, yeah, it does help. And to Yadi, I believe was her name, pray to St. Monica, because mm-hmm. I pray to her every day for patience.
Yeah, I love St. Monica. St. Monica is amazing. You know, all the saints are amazing, though, Jose. All of them are, because they're all active, and they want to help us. And you see, that's another thing that you do so beautifully. You tap into the saints. So, Jose, I'm going to leave you with that. I put you, you're always in the book, but I put you in the book specifically. I want you to have a whole new outlook on this next parish that you find in your beautiful Colorado area. Okay. And then you're going to call us back, and I know it. You're going to say, oh, I love my parish. I feel it. So, Jose, thank you so much for weighing in on this All About Relationships. I want to squeeze in Kathy, just so I don't leave anybody on the line going into the weekend. Kathy in Columbus, Ohio, on St. Gabriel Radio. Hi, Kathy. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. You go right ahead.
Yes. So we just took our daughter to college yesterday, mm-hmm. and it's not right here in town. So I'm just trying to process this new season we're in, where, you know, we raised her for 18 years. She has a great head on her shoulders. She has a beautiful face. But I'm just trying to process, like, how do I think through this whole thing of, okay, she was ours for 18 years. I mean, she wasn't just ours. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But now she's going off on a new adventure. And she's got, like I said, she's got a great head on her shoulders, and she knows what she wants to study. But now she's not under our roof, and she's still a part of our family, but she's not in our immediate unit, if that makes sense, anymore.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I get it.
And I just don't know how to think through this new distance, mm-hmm. for lack of a better word.
Yeah. Was she homeschooled, or did you send her just private or public school?
No, she went to private. Mm-hmm. She went to Catholic school.
Okay. So do you remember the day that she went to kindergarten?
Yes.
Yeah. You remember how, I mean, listen, I'm talking to all parents out there right now. When our kids went mm-hmm. to kindergarten, I was a mess. I said to the teacher when I walked in, I said to the kindergarten teacher, I'll never forget it. Mrs. Stoltz, that's how much I know her. And I still am friends with her. And I said to her, where's my desk? 'Cause I ain't leaving them. I mean, that's exactly what I said about the, so it's the same feeling, Kathy, same exact feeling. We have become so protective of our children. And then when they go off and start to experience the world without us being right next to them, it is the strangest feeling. It's an odd feeling. So it's a beautiful feeling, too. It goes to show how much you love your precious daughter. What I would suggest you do is let her reveal to you what she is experiencing in the world. And when you call her, you know, I don't know if you're going to do this, but when you call her, we always suggest to parents, don't say, I miss you. I love you. I can't wait to see you. You know, that's great. Don't get me wrong. But sometimes it lays a lot of guilt on the kids that they're like, oh, you know, I've got to be there for my parents. Instead, say, what are you learning? What are you experiencing? Tell me what you're seeing. Tell me what choices, you know, all these things that they're experiencing. Try to see it through their eyes and see what a beautiful, independent, wonderful young lady you and your husband raised. I mean, it's quite extraordinary when you start to see it through their eyes. And it is a strange feeling. I wish I could hug you right now and say you'll get through it. But it's an adjustment. It's very tough on parents, especially if you have just the most amazing kids and you see them go into the world and you're like, oh, I want to protect them forever. I want to keep them with me. And I get it. But the good news is you've done a great job. You said it yourself. She's a beautiful lady and she's going into college and now she's going to study what she wants to study and she's going to explore and learn and continue the independence that you have instilled in her. And that's beautiful. But the pain, yeah. Yeah, we're parents. You're a great parent. That's what I can tell you. What do you say, Kathy?
Thank you. Thank you for that perspective.
You're welcome.
And a reminder that I can just sit back and let her share with me, because she always does. And,
Good.
Yeah, that's a great reminder. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. And have a beautiful weekend. And thank you so much for calling in. Again, you helped other souls today because everybody's sending their kids to school now. So thank you. Thank you to the show team. What a great job you guys did on the All About Relationships. Matt, Michael, and Ace, thank you to all the affiliates that carry this show live. You're doing such a great service to your listeners. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Don't forget the Spirit World tomorrow, 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern. We're talking about miracles and mystics tomorrow. Have a beautiful and blessed weekend. We'll see you real soon.